think I'm up now. So, you know, I got to thinking, we call this homecoming, and we intentionally set this room up to be a bit more comfortable. And so I'm going to allow myself a very slight rearrangement here. Because frankly, if I come to your home or you come to my home and we're chatting with each other, I don't think I'm going to be standing up. So for now, for this evening, I'd like to just go ahead and have a seat here and talk a little bit about homecoming. You know, it's kind of funny because I frequently get asked, "Where are you from?" Just this morning, it happened. "Where are you from?" And I always feel like that's a trick question because, or they ask me how long I've been in Germany. Well, 2 years this time, but previously there was that, and then there was that. Home, where is that? And it becomes kind of confusing sometimes. I imagine a lot of you here can relate very well to that. You come from one place, but you live here now. And in a certain sense, this is home because this is where you live now. But in another sense, you're like, well, no, home, that's this place that I come from. And we can actually become a little bit confused about where home is, maybe even what a home is. I think we realize that just having a roof over your head, that doesn't make it a home necessarily. In English, we like to say, home is where the heart is. I think there's a lot of truth to that. A friend of mine, when he was talking about going to visit his parents, he would say, "I'm going to go home." But his wife would look at him and say, "I thought you were home right now." He had this very strong association of home with where his parents were. And a lot of his heart still beat right there. Yes, home is really where the heart is. It's where we can get comfortable, where we can be relaxed, where we can be ourselves, especially where we don't have the feeling that we have to put on a mask and try to be somebody else, to be a people pleaser. I could relate very well to what you said because I think a lot of us will have that tendency. We want people to like us. Home is where you can be you and don't have to work to make people like you. In America, there is actually an event called homecoming. Homecoming in America is usually a weekend, and it usually is in relation to the high school that a person went to, where they will go back home, see many friends, people that they grew up with. There's a special football game, American football, not the football that the rest of the world talks about, an American football game, and a big dance, and people are coming home. It's so important that we have some place to come home to. Jesus talked about a home as well. One time when somebody said, "Lord, I want to follow you," he told that person, "You know, the foxes have holes, the birds have their nests, but I don't even have a bed of my own." But there are some other verses also. Oh, one other thing important. Jesus told his disciples, "You are my friends." And at another point, when he was talking to his disciples, he told them some words that I want to share with you this evening because I think they're so important for us to think about when we think about home and where we are really home. In John chapter 14, we find Jesus saying, In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And I go to prepare a place. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. This image of a house with many rooms is something some translations say there are, in heaven there are many mansions. That misleads us. Sometimes we think, oh, when we get to heaven, each one of us will have our own mansion to live in. Could be kind of cool, but what good would that be if we didn't get to visit each other, of course? But actually, Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. Because back then, when a child married, particularly when a son from the family married, he didn't go off and build his own home. He built a room onto his parents' home. And that's where he and his family would live. And so through the years and through the generations, these houses would grow bit by bit because more and more rooms would be added on. And Jesus tells us, in my Father's house are many rooms. There's space there for all of you. And he tells us, I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be also. Yeah, we all need a place where we can hang our hat, a place where we can kick our shoes off and be at home. And we need a place where the needs of our soul can be met, where we experience fulfillment, where we are reminded that we are loved and that our life has a purpose. And Jesus wants to give us this comfort, this hope, and this love at all times. Now, just so I'm not misunderstood, the Christian faith isn't some pie-in-the-sky sort of thing. Oh yeah, everything down here is miserable and horrible, but someday we'll go to heaven. I don't doubt for a moment heaven's going to be fantastic. But it's not like God expects us to just torture ourselves through life down here. He's given us a taste of what things are going to be like. He's given us the opportunity to find a home already here in this life, a spiritual home. We call it the church. It's so important. It is part of God's plan that we have a family, not just our biological family, but a family of believers that we can be together with, that we can share life with, that we can share our frustrations with. And yes, in this family, there is also the aunt who likes to come up and squeeze your cheeks and say, oh, how are you doing? And where we're like, okay, I've had enough of this. And there's the weird uncle that nobody's sure what he's taking, but he's part of the family too. Yeah, no question about it. In this family, at this home, there are a lot of misfits and people with problems and troubles and so forth. But isn't it better to have a place where all people are welcome, where we carry each other's burdens, rather than saying, here's a selection process. We only want the good people. Who's that? No, I'd rather have the family where everybody is welcome. And that's the family of God. Jesus told us that we need each other. And that's why we have a church. Not because we need some institution where we can go and hold rituals, but where we can be together with people, share life, and grow in faith together. Are you looking for a home? Perhaps a home away from home. Some place where you can find support, where you can share life with others. We want to invite you to get to know Jesus. We're on the path ourselves. I've already said it, we're far from perfect. But we're on this road called life together. And in spite of all of our imperfections, in spite of all of our warts, worries, and wearisomeness, we have a Savior who offers healing and who offers hope. And He's wanting to lead us home.